Welcome to Funky 100, where we talk about everything, been hip hop, all that fuck shit happening to world news, and you know, where we gotta keep it funky 100. You know, I'm in a bit dolo because you know it's episode one, but ain't a whole lot. We gonna get straight to this bitch. The shit yesterday with motherfucking Trippie Redd and Tekashi. Like, the fuck were they talking about?
What happened to you?
First, it's like, first off, this shit got me fucked. It's like fucked up because none of y'all is big homies. Like, even like none of y'all. So it's like y'all over here checking niggas over IG, knowing goddamn well that when y'all see each other, as many times y'all see each other and don't shit pop off, I ain't trying to hear none of this shit. Now, all this shit for entertainment. That's number one. All right. Like, why wouldn't he want you to clear? Like, nigga, you over here saying that he fucked the whole 13-year-old nigga. Like, you saying he a whole pedophile. Like, why wouldn't he want his name cleared? Like, this nigga trying to take the world over. All right, so that's one. And I ain't, and I'm gonna jump on no sides. I'm just over here keeping it funky 100 on what these niggas really talking about. Like, on what they like. Cause they both act like they really with the they with them shits, but to be honest, I ain't hear none of that. Get back. And yeah, that's a whole lot of, I don't give a fuck if I'm arguing with you online or I'm not. Like, hey, my fan asked to take a picture with me. I'm stopping right then and there to take that motherfucking picture. Fuck you talking about. They buy these albums, they drop that bag for all my music, they be the first. Fuck that. I'm taking a motherfucking picture on motherfucking live, talking that shit to motherfucking Tekashi. Like, fuck you talking about? That's another thing. So what? Tekashi got like 2-0? All right. Man, just to be stating that right now, nigga trying to get that cop. Like, who the fuck? All right, if you already don't fuck with this nigga, right? Why does it even matter? Like, fuck what he talking about. Like, to keep it funky 100, the fuck is any of this gonna do besides, like, all this is 153,000 who watching this shit. They just being entertained. Like, that's it. Like, niggas need to get rocked. Shout out my brim niggas, you know, they 30s, you know, straight out the West Coast. I just believe if you ain't banging shit, like if you ain't call if your big homie or you don't got a direct line to the West Coast, then you ain't really worried. Like you ain't got the green light to be banging whatever the fuck you over here banging. Like all these niggas say that they with the shits. Like you can be with the shits, but you can be fooled at the same damn time. So fuck you talking about?
Nigga, all my brim heights be right out there. Hey, yo, blind. That don't make no sense. When you got dipped in New York, you call.
Bro, cause they get, you can't.
Where's the truck at? They get stationed, niggas. Niggas have sex that branch off into Atlanta, that branch off into LA. Niggas, do you not know that? Oh yeah, I forgot. You're not a real blood.
You not a real blood, cause you linked up with.
You're not a real blood.
Well. I'm not gonna lie, Trippie just says some straight facts. Like niggas do got like little litters. Like say a nigga got Charlotte. You know what I'm saying? Like there's just one big homie got all of Charlotte. Like, but it's like, man, that defeats purpose.
Bro, see for a
you got jumped by
you're not a real blood, bro. You come out to LA, you come out to LA, you come out to LA and be with the Hoovers, nigga, you be with Chris, nigga.
Niggas be on this Crips versus Bloods and then folk shit, and I'm just over here like, nigga, as long as it's this bag, And ain't no disrespect, like you ain't about to be around me, like disrespecting. But if you holding your shit down, I see no reason why niggas can't be with them Crips or you Brim or you Blood. Cause it's like nigga, like there's real niggas every fucking where, nigga. Like, do you not know gangs started because like out of protection for like for the neighborhood? Like it was all a brotherhood. Now y'all niggas, like it's just getting lost.
You
That's
heard that
that
mode?
go.
You heard that mode? When I said in the hood with the big niggas and the moving niggas, and I finished the New York story. So look, then when I called the niggas, I tell them to pull up. You ain't pull up to the video shoot at all. But I was in the motherfucking warehouse filming Hellboy, nigga. I was
okay.
in there. Everybody was waiting on you niggas. Like, where's 6ix9ine at? I'm like, I don't know what's going down. So then you take the sprinter, you go back to the motherfucking hotel. This niggas in the lobby right there.
Who's in the lobby?
I get out the Sprinter van by myself, nigga.
You see how quick that shit changed from I hop out the Sprinter van by myself to put on your mom that you wasn't with 20 niggas. I wasn't with 20 niggas. I was with 7, nigga. And then look, just
I was
go.
with CJ, my assistant, nigga. I was with Hendo, nigga. Who else I was with? I was with Fly D, my friend,
yeah, was
with
your brother,
and I was with
brother.
Another friend, homie from New York, nigga. And I was with
your brother. You was with a crip, nigga. You was with a crip, nigga. You was with a crip, nigga. And you was with the nigga that said, don't hit me. I can't see you. Don't
nigga, that was
your
my
brother.
that was my security, nigga.
Alright. And I could have sworn this nigga just said he talking shit like you be protected by by Crip niggas. Like, yeah, that's not a problem. But the way you saying it was like it was just a motherfucking problem, right? So how the fuck now are you saying, yeah, I was with one Crip nigga, that was my motherfucking security. Like, so the shit you saying, like how can you have a problem with Tekashi on that shit, but you over here on the same motherfucking shit. Like, you might think got me fucked up. Like, keep it funny 100. You sound like a whole hoe, Trippy. Like, nigga sound like a whole hoe. I ain't a whole lot, though. Like, I'm just saying, like, you just need to get right. The fuck you talking about? I get back to this shit, though.
Yeah, I
mean,
he's a security guard. Your brother doesn't do any of that, bro. His business is to be a security guard, nigga. And I cut him off once I knew he was a crip, nigga. But I didn't know that at first. Anyway, so
and
I'm
called Big
be a whole fuck, nigga.
He called the crip by myself, bro.
He called the crip.
I'm walking into the hotel by myself. It's like 7, 8 niggas at the door, nigga. They talking about the nigga walk up to me.
It was 4 people.
And he's like 25, 26 year old. Mind you,
on my daughter, on my daughter, on my daughter, four people.
So I'm like, okay, what you popping? He said, Billy, nigga. So I got him up, I pieced
Billy
him up.
Shit.
As soon as I pieced him up, nigga, he touched me in my mouth, nigga.
You know
and
what I said?
He touched me in my mouth. Nigga started whooping his ass, bro. They was in the lobby dropping
his ass.
Then they got ran down the fucking
you
street on everything. They going, oops, grave, with my dead brother, nigga, on everything I love, nigga. That's what happened, nigga. And
that's
I made a post about him. Like, yeah,
it was
nigga
four
got tapped out.
It was
still nigga. Tried to punch me in my lip. You try to set niggas up. That's what the type of niggas you are, nigga. And
I took
so,
but I
put
up I tell you to come to
I'm a real nigga. I'm a real
Nigga, this nigga response to like you set me up was laughing and then said, I told you not to come to New York. Hey, keep the old buck, keep it fucking wanted. I ain't even mad at that. I ain't even mad at that.
Nigga, I'm gonna let you know what happened.
Takashi got it so far.
That's not what you were saying, bro. That's not how you were talking, nigga. Let's talk about what happened at Paramount. What happened at Paramount when I brought you to the motherfucking
Let's go. Right, you gonna let me talk? You gonna let me talk?
Yeah, I'm gonna listen to the whole thing and then I'm gonna tell you the real story because I know you're gonna lie.
How you gonna tell me? Alright, so let me say the real story about what happened in New York since we gonna get to that. Let's talk about what happened at Paramount. I'm gonna tell you
what happened. I wasn't story, nigga. That's what I'm
saying. In New York, I called you that day. I told you the day of your video shoot. You said, yo,
same
friend,
shit he said.
Let's make the video.
Alright, so that's a whole fact.
Video. You gotta clear my name because you facts. Know none of that shit is true.
Whole
you
real say, one. No, who the fuck don't want to be cleared up about being a fake ass pedophile? But I don't know these niggas personally to say here nor there, you know what I'm saying?
The same way you could go on the internet by yourself and say you can't fuck with me, the same way you could go on the internet by yourself, you don't need me there.
I feel like they're doing pretty ungood with this conversation. Like, as in, I feel like they're cooler than what it would seem.
Paramount, right? I pulled
yeah.
up there. I'm here. You can hear me?
Still there? Somebody connection fucking up. Somebody gotta get that unlimited LTE speed, man. Yo,
hear me? I'm here.
I think Trippy. Yeah, Trippy is at like.
I can hear you.
Nigga 6ix9ine in the whole pool. Shit's still booming.
Paramount, right? I pull up.
Nigga, Trippy just sitting at like.
Somebody
connection fucking up.
I'm trying to find you. You wasn't that hit way. So I someone's gonna use that Paramount. I pulled to Paramount before I even went into the gate. What
get up, Rich. This connection
fucking up.
See, look, when the connection fucking up, they turn into friends.
Alright, so tell them the Paramount story. Tell them the Paramount story.
Alright, stop. I pulled up to Paramount, and your man, it was Angel. It was only two of us. It was me and Angel.
Well, nobody was going up jump and shit or none of that shit, bro.
You're a damn liar. Listen to me. I come to Paramount,
I'm not
right?
A damn liar, bro. Listen to this.
Let me talk. Let me talk. I let you explain the whole.
Go ahead and explain. I'm going to tell the real story.
I pulled up.
See, they really like a working relationship, you know what I'm saying?
And it was only me and Andrew. Put up. It was only me and Andrew, and I told you. And right before I walked in the gate, KB looked at me in the gate and said, yo, blood, listen to me. Nobody gonna touch Trippy. Any of them. He said, nobody gonna touch Trippy.
I mean nothing of that.
I'm gonna keep the whole buck from what I hear now. Like, I don't get too fucked. If you pull up thinking you about to do some shit to my little bro, I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna tell y'all right now, none of y'all niggas better touch my little bro Tourette. So, I'm not mad at none of that shit. Like, what? Like, you can't stop me. Like, look, my little bro Tourette can't control me. He can't control me. But if you want to smoke with him, I'm be like, man, ain't nothing against none of y'all niggas, but whoever touched Terrell, I'm smacking the shit out of him. Like, nigga don't control me. He can, whole lot of times, niggas don't want me to do none of that, but hey, they can't control me. Ain't gonna stop me either. If I slap the shit out of you, what they gonna do? Slap the shit out of you. So it's like, that shit ain't nothing, like, that don't mean nothing.
Blind and then down from Hitway.
Nobody know that, nigga. On my dead brother, nigga, I never lied on my dead brother.
The owner of Hitway said, yo, if you would have popped on Trippy, they would have popped on you, and they was all strapped. You silly nigga.
They was not all strapped, nigga. There was only one strap, and KD had a strap.
Well, all strapped or not, that's still one strap, nigga. I felt a whole hot rock in my left hand. Nigga, hey, all it takes is one. Nigga, I got shot in my hand, almost bled to death. Fuck you talking about? All it takes is one strap, one bullet. So fuck you talking about if all your, man, you saying that everybody was not strapped don't mean shit to me. What that mean? Still got guns, nigga. If I ain't got no rods, then hey, I lost the war. Well, not the war, because, like, you take one of mine, like, we beat forever. But I lost that motherfucking battle. Like, you got it, champ. Man, you robbed me with a whole gun. If you beat me to the punch, hey, you got it, champ. You got it. Keep it funny 100 with you.
Alright, so we walk in, and fucking KB said, yo, nobody touching Trippy. That's how Golden Boy, you heard?
Bro, listen to your story real quick. Why would KB walk up to you, walking up with just you and your cameraman, talk about if anybody touched Trippy, this, that, and the third? Everybody thought you was a bitch, bro. Nobody thought that.
No, they, what? Bobby, no. Say that. nigga read home more statement. All y'all niggas read about us, right?
Read, read about what, nigga? What homies? What homies?
Alright, there's like two valid points in both of they shits, right? One, y'all niggas trying to put light on my big homies. Like, be honest, the fact that I don't know this nigga, like, I know he be around niggas because he be places. So, he gotta get a green light from somewhere. And the fact that his homies is staying out of the camp, like, that should even, like, make it even push it more to me as an essence, because like if these niggas really step on niggas like that, why the fuck they want to be in motherfucking camera? Like, why do they want to be in the people's eye? Like, these niggas all caught on, oh, I got these big homies, let me bring my big homies out. Nah, fuck that, because when shit like this happen, who gonna step on a nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas got niggas around them that will go to jail for 20 years for stepping on a nigga trying to touch them, and they'll be in jail for 20 years knowing that they family is straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, knowing that their kids will never have to struggle for the rest of their life because these niggas went to jail for these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I don't know, it's just a different code. Like, if you choose to be up in the streets, then you got to go by that motherfucking code. It's just it. Make a video, all right, but this before we're beefing, right, before all that smoke shit, but you're trying to tell me that I can't, like, post a money, I can't post a Moneybagg song and at Moneybagg in that bitch without, like, and say we got smoke down the motherfucking line, like, that shit is not plausible for any of this shit right now. That's when y'all niggas was cool. Like, all the shit they really talking about is, like, funny shit that happened when they was still fucking with each other. Because, like, as you can see, like they were actually bros.
So, if I hit you, like, what weird shit is you want? Nah, I hit you, like, what weird shit is you want, nigga? And you hit me up talking about, oh, fuck with you, this, that, and the third. Fuck all that Zilla Comedy shit, that shit, boss. All this other shit. So then we ended up linking up because I ended up fucking with you thinking you was genuine, nigga, and brought you out, nigga. I blew you out to LA. We did song.
No, you didn't. You didn't fly me out with what money? You were broke.
I was broke. Nigga, I had signed an LE. I was the first nigga to sign an LE. What are you talking about?
You were sleeping on Milo's floor.
Nigga, and I was sleeping on Milo's floor with 30 bands in my pocket at the age 17, nigga. What you saying?
You were sleeping on Milo's floor. I had my own Airbnb that I was in the Santa label. I paid for. You were sleeping on the
Nobody knew
the. All that shit for the birds. What they just talking about now. So, like, I don't know. This shit about this shit got 4 minutes left. Shit kind of died out.
That's the biggest
like, you can tell these niggas bros, man. They keep fucking 100.
Yeah, it is.
From what I'm seeing now, they just need to keep chopping it up. Not on this IG shit, like, because everybody just, because this is for entertainment.
Please tell me to turn it off and say, fuck you.
No, you know, Pose got more, and went gold before Lost Stars. Do you know that?
No, it did not.
Bro, how you tell me? I got the plat.
Pose just went gold.
No, it did not.
You only have two songs, and they're both gold. I mean, one of them is platinum, one of them is gold.
None of your songs are platinum.
I have. Yes, they are. Fuck Love is definitely platinum.
Fuck Love is not your song.
Love Stars is not a platinum song.
It's not your song. It's not your song. You're a feature.
Nigga, I made the song. X didn't even
want to be a feature.
And I sent it to him and gave it to him, nigga. So that's one of them. Love Stars is definitely platinum. Look it up.
Yo, listen to me. Listen to me. You got no platinum song. You're a feature.
Bro, Love Stars is definitely platinum.
No, it's not. Show it. Prove it. Post it.
You tried to lie so I can have a billion streams?
I put this on my daughter's back, no cross town. I went to Steve Barnett's office last week, and he gave me my billion streams plaque. I'm in Hawaii right now, my billion streams plaque is in New York.
Nigga, and my billion streams plaque was sitting in LA waiting on me, nigga. What are you talking about? I didn't have the plaque. I was busy on my break.
You came out a year before me, so I got a billion streams.
I did not come out a year before you. That's false.
He had 400K. My whole outlook on that bitch is these, keep fucking 100, these niggas need to just make up. Cause they was so fronting, like it's all entertainment. Like they really cool with each other still. You know what I'm saying? They be talking to each other like every day. That shit for games. And you know, hey, more videos. I said videos, more motherfucking recordings and more episodes gonna come out. Think I'm gonna go look at something else, try to figure out what else I'm about to do today. This is gonna wrap up the first episode of Keeping It Funky 100. Keep it funky. This shit for the birds, you know what I'm saying? Like this whole X shit, like for the birds. Like I don't know what else to tell niggas. I said X. This whole Tekashi and Trippy, they just need to get this shit over with. Ain't a whole lot. You're right. Ain't a whole lot to it.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.